Welcome back to the program. Great to have you company this morning. And I tell you what, we've got a whole host of sport coming up this weekend. You'll hear it all on SEN 1116 over various platforms. The season opener is the Melbourne Derby, Saturday, 7:30, Marvel Stadium. If you don't mind, Whispers, you'll be all over this. I know. Who do you barrack for, by the way?
I barrack for the Melbourne teams.
Which ones?
Both of them.
Well, Scott Jamieson, the captain of Melbourne City, is on the line. He's very interested to know who you barrack for. Welcome, Scotty.
Morning, boys. Yeah, I am very interested, actually, Ross. Yeah.
Come on, Tim.
Hey, Scotty, I got a foot in each camp. I'm just waiting to see how you start. I'm just waiting to see how you start the season. Come on.
Don't you live next to Kevin Muscat?
I live across.
He's all over you.
I used to live across the road from Muskie. No longer, but I see him around the place. Have you seen him lately?
Well, there you go. No, I haven't seen him lately, but I'm pretty sure Gary's on Melbourne City side, so I'm pretty sure you'll be on there too, so it's all good.
Well, I'm also going to see how the season opener unfolds this Saturday night, Scotty. What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, all I can say is on behalf of our football club, we've travelled to pre-season pretty well. We've made the FFA Cup final, brought in a new manager from France, and you know, it's been a real positive pre-season, so it's ready to go for round one against Melbourne Victory, and hopefully a big blockbuster game to start the season and get the A-League back up and running.
Well, I hear that Eric has turned things around. How different is it under the Frenchman Eric Mombatz?
Yeah, well, it is different. There's no denying that. You know, he's really gone down the path of implementing a similar style to, I guess, for, you know, the novices would call it a Manchester City kind of style. It's just really trying to you know, turn our style in from, you know, playing out from the back and really scoring a lot of goals. So in the past, I've probably been a bit hesitant to try and, you know, tag us as a mini Manchester City, but, you know, we're going to embrace it and really try and work with what we've got. And I'm pretty comfortable and confident that we've done a lot of hard work, but obviously smart work to reap the rewards.
Fifth last year out in the elimination final. Do you set yourself goals at this stage of a season in terms of how far you want to go?
We haven't sat down and set those goals, but you know, within our team and the characters in our team, and I'd bet my house on it that every one of them, you know, wants to win some titles, and that means being consistent. And, you know, with an FFA Cup final, that's a great opportunity, but, you know, the A-League Premiership and the A-League Grand Final, it's definitely the one.
How seriously do you take the FFA Cup competition?
As serious as you can get. It's a trophy, mate. I've lost a few title deciders in my time, and one being an FFA Cup final against Adelaide while I was playing at Perth Glory, so I know too well the you know, the feeling of being on the receiving end of a losing grand final, and the opportunity to win a trophy is you know, one you don't take for granted. So, you know, we'll cross that bridge in 2 or 3 weeks when we play Adelaide, but now it's just about playing the our old foes down the road.
What is that rivalry like? We're speaking with Scott Jamieson, the captain of Melbourne City. They take on Melbourne Victory in the derby to open the A-League season. How real is it? In I mean, there you'll have rivalries with every club throughout the course of the season, but where does this one sit?
No, it is special, mate. There's no denying it. Look, there's also no denying the A-League struggled, you know, over the past, you know, say year or 2 years, but you always find that when the derby time comes, you know, the code does get excited again. And whether it's the Sydney Derby or the Melbourne Derby, you know, these are special. The fans don't like each other, and that makes it even more special that you do have these fans, you know, going to work on a Monday, having bragging rights against their mates. So for us, you know, we don't underestimate it. We know it's a special game, but once we get out there, it's just trying to kind of channel the right feelings and make sure we do the right things. But there's no denying it. We don't like them and they don't like us.
Hey, Scott, there has been, particularly in the last season or so, a lot of negative talk about the A-League. What can you as a player and other players do to turn that around, do you think?
Well, I think just first and foremost, you know, we as players have to really take ownership and, you know, make sure that we're out and about, you know, promoting the game. That's one thing that I'm really making sure our football club's about, getting out to the communities, getting out to the soccer football clubs, schools. It's imperative, you know, we try and build our code again to make it a force. And, you know, the product has to be as good. I don't think the product's dropped that much. I just think the code has kind of dropped. So it's about us making sure we put on a good show and then build from there.
Hey, Scotty, good luck. We'll be watching with great interest.
Cheers, boys. Appreciate it.
Scott Jamieson, captain, Melbourne City. Today only 50% off City active memberships and 25% off all other memberships. So now's your time if you're thinking about being a member. MelbourneCityFC.com.au is the place to go. We're